And it's update time from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, based in Warren, Minnesota. And joining me in studio here in East Grand Forks at Pioneer 90.1 is the Executive Director of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, Mara Hannell. Mara, what's new?
Well, we are gearing up towards our grant deadline that comes up on Saturday, November 1st. Okay. So that's kind of something happening in the office, and I want to just encourage people that have applications that they've been working on to finish those up, or there still is time to start an application and sort of finish it by Saturday if you have your ducks a little bit in a row.
Sure. Yep. Give us an example of what the applications are for. What are they applying for?
Well, right now we have quite a bit of the theater apps coming in from some of our community theaters. They like to plan their shows in the fall that happen in spring and summer and just have their funding sort of under their belt so they can start working on that. Some cities are deciding to do a public art project right now because the artists can work on it in the winter and they can do installation come spring and summer if it's a project that can be completed rather quickly. We do have just general large organizations that do more of a Gen Ops type of grant. So they do it on a calendar year. So they apply right now, start their calendar year January 1st with that funding, and then they just use it all year. So this is a good time for those type of projects. We do have some celebrations going on next summer. So people are gearing up if they have a centennial. Actually, it's bigger numbers than that now, but they do have those all school reunions or things that they want to add some entertainment to, or if they, like I said, have a public art project they have in the background, they gear up to see if they can have it installed and have it part of that festival.
Yeah. As we talk about funding from the Arts Council, I'm hearing that preparation is a key. Don't wait till the last minute.
Right? Yes. Yeah. This is kind of the end of the line to do it, to work on it in the next, 4 or 5 days to get it in by the deadline. But you definitely don't want to wait till Friday and think you're going to do it that quickly.
Okay.
Our Arts Legacy Grant does have a new online format, so that takes people a little bit longer. You have to register your organization and yourself as a user, but once you get that in the system, you'll be able to pull that up year after year. The earliest starting date for this particular grant should be kind of like January 1st.
Okay.
So if you do have a project that happens in January, that is eligible, it's fine, but we can't do it faster than that. So with our November 1st deadline, we need a couple months to process, get through our review process, and see if you're funded or not.
Is there a higher percentage of folks who have not done that before, or those who come back and ask for funding once again from previous funding?
Our arts organizations, lots of repeat.
Okay.
You know, we're part of helping them be stable and exist in our area. So without our funding, they wouldn't be able to do something. So we expect them, and they're our primary purpose for existence.
Sure.
Some school districts, absolutely. You wouldn't see those enhanced artist residencies happening without our funding. But it's not a make or break for them. They can raise the funds locally too. Some have booster clubs for the fine arts, which have been very successful. And then the individuals, we hinder them a little bit. They can only come back every couple of years to see if they're eligible for our larger fellowships. So, and then in our Arts Legacy Grant, individuals can only apply if they have a very, very strong community component. So if their project is just its primary purpose is to serve their community or the region, it makes it through. But if it's a little more self-serving as an artist, then we ask them to apply as a fellowship artist instead, because that is for themselves as an individual, and it can be for training or studio development or something. Our Arts Legacy Grant is a $10,000 grant, and they have to provide at least a 10% cash match.
Mm-hmm.
And then our Arts Project Grant is at a $3,000 level, and so are other grants. We just set our maximum for how much they can receive from legacy grants throughout the year, as well as if they have an arts project grant, for instance, we have a maximum on that. And that will feel more comfortable because we had to have more conversations about a variety of entities, and now we'll be able to just say, you're at your maximum, wait till next year kind of thing. So we do a lot of community theater. We do a lot of festival funding. So if you have arts components to your festival, We do some art in the park type of things that occur year after year. Mm-hmm. We see cities come in for many different grants that just enhance their activity. Public art examples are from sculptures in some veterans parks. We've had quite a few of those projects, to murals on the side of buildings. We ask, from our perspective, that public art lasts 5 years, so you have those permissions to leave it up for 5 years. But there's things that are just art in public places that can be shorter term experiences. Mm-hmm. But if it's a bigger public art piece that's commissioned for that space, we like it to last for 5 years. With schools, they can apply for equipment grants right now. That has a November 1st deadline. So schools can apply for instance, you know, microphones like I'm using here in the studio. Sure. For their school, or digitizers, lights. They can apply for actual instruments, kilns for their visual art room. Some photography supplies work okay in the media arts. Little bit of computer software, if it's very design orientated, could work okay. In creative writing, that's a little bit harder. But every so often, a teacher needs to purchase a group of literature that would enhance the creative writing, and that could work. Mm-hmm. In the theater department, every so often, we even have certain costumes that they use over and over again. It could be peasant blouses, for instance. Lots of our musicals need that style of blouse. Yeah. So when we offer that, which is once a year, we do get quite a few applications in, and we select alternates.
You have a board of directors. How many members are there, and where are they from?
We have 2 members per county from our 7 counties. Okay. On the board, and then we have 2 at-large members. And our counties we serve across the top are Kitson and Roseau, Marshall, Pennington, Red Lake, Polk, and Norman.
So it's quite a large area.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
yep.
All right. Again, the application deadline is on Saturday, November 1st.
Yep.
And there's still time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how can folks apply?
You can apply online. You have to apply online with our Arts Legacy Grant.
Okay.
So you need to go through our website, which is northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org, and then find the link for grants, and just go into the quick grant list or the current grant area, and you'll see the link to get into the online. And if you have any issue with that, you can always email me, mara@nwrdc.org, or call 218-745-9111. And that's the way to apply for Legacy. The Arts Project Grant, and also the Arts Project Grant that relates to school districts applying for arts equipment, is online also, or okay. You can email or call for that application.
Very good, Mara. Thank you so much again.
Yeah.
Mara Hanel, Executive Director of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council.